It's time for Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio, discussing everything about food and spirits in Fairbanks. Fairbanks Foodies is being brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales. Now your host, David Prues.
Good afternoon, Fairbanks. Welcome to another show this Saturday afternoon of Fairbanks Foodies. On Fairbanks Foodies, we take a look at restaurants to try, menus to make, meals you can create, venues that are happening, beverages that are wonderful, and locations in town here you can have all these at. In the studio with me here is Jeff Oden and Jen Oden. How are you two doing?
Great.
Thank you.
Enjoying your December so far?
So far, so good.
So far, so good. We are.
It's dark. It's cold. Not yet, though. And you guys own Big Daddy's Restaurant. How long have you owned that now?
We are at eight and a half years now.
It goes by fast.
It goes by real fast.
It goes by so fast. Yeah. And my goodness. Now, you've taken it, you've made some changes, which is good. You've gone through COVID. You still have great food. And you do a lot of things for the community. You recently, over Thanksgiving, how many turkeys did you smoke for the Fairbanks Rescue Mission?
This year we did 15.
Oh, only 15
turkeys. Only 15 turkeys this year.
Now, what sort of equipment? You have neat equipment. First of all, I'm a guy. Oh, man. You guys got neat equipment. Where describe what you smoke 15 turkeys in.
Well, we have a smoker. Technically, I can fit about 45 in it.
So we didn't even fill you up.
Not even close this round. But
we're trying to take care of that in the future.
Let's do that. we've done in the past 45 or so at a time. But this year they asked for 15, and so
15.
We did 15.
How long does it take to smoke a turkey?
Oh my goodness, depends on the temperature, but with the warm weather this year, we're about 4 or 5 hours in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And when you smoke your briskets this time of year and your pork butt, how long does that take?
14 hours. That minimum, we go 14 hours. So we just like to get that deep smoke in there. It gets really cold. We like to run it up, 16, 18 hours.
Do you have a lot of people who use your facility for their Christmas events and stuff like that?
Absolutely. Yeah. We have a lot of catering this time of year, a lot of in-house catering. We host parties, Christmas parties, and got a group coming in a couple of weeks. It's going to have Santa Claus there. It's going to be great.
Christmas.
It is.
And how do people get in touch with you to do this?
They just give us a holler. They call the restaurant line, 907-452-2501, and get in touch with me, and we set it up. Easy peasy. I do all the hard work.
There's a lot of labor shortages out there. Has that affected you?
We have the best staff in Fairbanks, right. And they are faithful, and they are, what can I say? We went through COVID, and they stuck with us, and I know it sounds kitschy or very cliche, but we really are like a family. And so we have kind of suffered from some labor shortages, but we continue to come through it, so here we are.
Well, yes, thank God you do. And you are a pseudo barbecue place, sports bar, because you got all the good football teams playing, like the Dallas Cowboys.
That's right.
Maybe the Seattle Seahawks.
But
we all know who wins that game.
That's right.
We also show hockey games there, too.
Yeah, we do.
And basketball games. But let's get into your menu. Whenever I go there, I've got to make a couple decisions. One, am I living off the appetizers?
It's not a bad way to live.
I know. Or am I going deep into a lunch, or forget it? Am I getting the pig out platter for everything? These are not easy decisions. I think you make one of the best cheeseburgers in town. My favorite is your your mushroom Swiss burger.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And and what I find is, for me, it's hard to stray from that.
Mm-hmm. But, classic.
You know, it's just life. It's I can do it. You know, I can get that done. Another thing I like doing is on your sides, you have a couple of really good ones. Your beans are very good. And who makes your coleslaw?
We make our coleslaw.
I know that. Who? You gonna give out? Oh, you gonna give out the secret sauce recipe? No,
not happening.
He's shaking his head. Nope.
And you also have the barbecue sliders, and you have three sliders, and you give him the choice of brisket, pulled pork, or chicken. Jen, what's your favorite of the sliders?
Brisket.
Oh.
I mean, on the slider, if I'm gonna eat it with bread, it's got to be brisket.
Okay, I would agree with you there, but I expected you to go elsewhere with that.
To go what?
I expected her to go chicken.
Our smoked chicken is the best ever.
Hands down. Hands down.
I visited down south recently and went to one of my nostalgic ideas of the best barbecue where I'm originally from, and it didn't touch ours.
You know, that's what most people come up here and they're shocked on the quality.
And, I like it a lot.
You know, it's hard for me to go into a barbecue joint and eat anything because of the background that we all have in competition.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like enjoying your place, because I know the competitor. Okay, yeah, here I go. You know, now whose idea was it for ribs on your what is that, Tuesday night?
Tuesday night. Oh, that goes back to
$1.50 rib night.
That goes back to Harold. That goes
shout out to Harold.
I think he actually originally called it a bucket of ribs.
Oh yeah, that's right.
A bucket of ribs.
I forgot about
And we just wanted to keep that going, and so we kept it going through the years. Just to try to pass a deal on.
Yeah, you know, I like, for whatever reason, I like going in there. I mean, you know, I'll take six ribs, or I'll take six wings. You know, Wild Wing Wednesday, Bucket of Ribs Tuesday, and Thursday is your taco night.
Oh,
taco.
Yeah.
Taco. Yes, chicken tacos.
Everybody loves that.
You know, you can get two or three chicken tacos and literally, and a beer, and a tip, and you spend $10.
Oh, yeah. It's the best deal in town.
Yeah. You have a full meal, a beer, and a tip, and you feel like you got very good food at a great price.
That's the idea.
How many cooks do you have? How many people does it take to operate your restaurant?
Oh, that fluctuates. But right now we're running right about six cooks, prep, and then because honestly, this barbecue world, it's all about the prep.
Yeah.
So, the two preps is where it's really at. I tease them all the time when they complain, the cooks. I'm like, calm down. You're serving. The cook is in the back. The prep is the cook.
Yeah.
So I always tease them, mainly because it's my kid.
Yeah.
So you know, I gotta harass them.
It's a family.
Yes. It's a family.
So you're open. What time? What are your daily hours?
11 to 9. For the winter, we'll stay open till 10 o'clock in the summertime. 11 to 9 weekdays and 10 o'clock on the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
Sundays, we are closed, though.
Good for you.
Yeah, we decided to close down on Sundays for the winter.
So. You know, sometimes you need a day off.
Yeah,
yes,
us and the employees.
A day of rest, day of atonement, day of worship.
Mm-hmm.
Good for you. Good for you. You know, you're right downtown. Do you get in the summer? You know, I'll go in there. And it's not that I'm, you know, stalking or spying, but I visit you often because I live downtown. And I'll walk in and I'll say, you're packed with guests from God knows where.
Absolutely.
Bus after bus after bus, all day long, summertime.
We're so grateful for that. It's good.
It went an extra month this year.
Right.
All the way into
felt like
deep
it started
September.
Early and yeah. It went a little longer.
Yeah, with tourists.
So you're front and center on the tourist mecca and seeing everyone come in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're able to accommodate, you know, because the footprint of the restaurant is really conducive to lots of people. So
yeah, we get a lot of people in, and also the big thing is get them turned around quick.
Yeah.
They usually say, we have 1 hour, we got to be in and out. It's like, we can do that.
Last time my brother was in town, I took him there, and he enjoyed it, and you know, he had an hour,
Right. We got y'all fed, right?
40 minutes, we were done.
Yes.
You know, served, had a good, nice, leisurely, relaxing meal, had a couple people with us, enjoyed it. And it's interesting to see what people order when you bring people there, because everyone is different.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecue, everyone is different.
Everyone.
You know, are you going for the chicken, the pork,
smoked sausage, right?
The brisket, you know, your sausage.
Right. That sausage sandwich is a big hit. There are some people, that's all they get every time they come in.
It's one of my favorites, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's yeah. And your Texas cheesesteak.
Oh, yeah.
How do you make your Texas cheesesteak?
That's the brisket trimmings. We take them brisket trimmings, and we just save them up, collect them up through the day, and when you order a cheesesteak, it's 14-hour smoked brisket. Little peppers, onions, cheese. Mm. We won't give all the sauce out. And
sounds good.
That's what you get.
I'm not expecting your deep, dark secrets, but just give them up. Come on now, Jeff.
Oh, we got competitions to win. We can't give everything up.
Do you still compete?
Oh, man, it's been 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's been a little difficult the last couple of years. The community suffered a little bit with COVID,
mm-hmm.
the barbecue community, so they're revamping it. It'll kick back off this year.
Okay. Describe your Casey Stacker sandwich.
I was going to bring that up.
That's
a
your brainchild.
Ago. That is my, well, kind of. I mean, I stole it from, it's
There's no secrets of barbecue.
I changed it a little bit, but it's, that came out of Dallas. It's called the Barbecue Snob in Dallas. And so I changed it up just a little bit and put the sausage on there.
Okay.
I forget what they had on there, but when you were talking about you can't decide, that's when you go with the Casey mm-hmm. Stacker.
So what's on the Casey Stacker?
Brisket, pulled pork, and sausage covered in just melted cheese.
And barbecue sauce.
And barbecue sauce.
Gotta have barbecue sauce on it.
Gotta have.
What type of bread does that come on?
Just a regular Kaiser bun.
the Kaiser bun, it's stout enough to hold a lot of food.
That's right.
You usually pick it up once or twice, and then you got to finish it off with a fork.
That's right.
Yeah, it's a knife and fork.
That's accurate.
Yep.
It's completely accurate.
It's not the sandwich you're going to take a girl out on your first date.
Probably not a good
idea.
It'd
be your first date.
If she buys it for you, she's a keeper.
That's right.
That's how you know.
It's a good measure of a woman.
Yes.
I agree.
So, Jen, tell me about the pulled chicken sandwich.
Oh, pulled chicken. So, yeah, our shredded chicken, we put it on a Kaiser bun, you know,
mm-hmm.
just does the thing. And it sounds humble, but, man, it's good. Chicken is my, like I said, our smoked chicken is the
best. Is it both the white meat and the dark meat, or a combination of all? Or?
It's a combination.
Yep.
Yeah,
mix it up.
Okay. How many... chickens you go through a day?
Oh my goodness.
A lot.
In the summertime, let me get my numbers right here.
Right.
10 cases, what do you do, cases? About 50 birds a day in the summer. We're down to about...
That sounds like a foul play.
That's a foul play.
That's good.
Friends to another barbecue team names was foul play. F-O-W-L.
Very punny.
You always had the fun names for barbecue teams.
Yeah, I
lay in bed at night thinking of
the
names.
There's so many names. I'd always change my team name because, you know, started out as Pork You. And it had nothing to do with culinary education. more of an attitude, you know. And then Whiskey Rebellion Barbecue, Roadkill Barbecue, Swine Flu Barbecue. there's so many neat names.
Hey, you know what?
And, you know, I'd go to a competition, everyone would go, what's your name today, David? What do you want it to be, you know?
It's such a fun community, and you are such a fun competitor. I just enjoy our barbecue competition so much.
Yeah, yeah. You know, and it's interesting. You know, in Lower 48, they don't have the camaraderie that we did. You know, they don't talk to each other. They, you know, my goodness, they're, you know, just like hatred in their eyes, and they were. This is a camp out.
This is like a camp out.
It's about 3 minutes before competition turn in, and then, you know, you're doing 18,000 things and you don't want to talk to anyone.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, man. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break, hear from our sponsors. I have Jen and Jeff Bowden, the owners of Big Daddy's Barbecue, in the studio with me, and we'll be back after these messages.
Attention gluten haters. Finding a place to go out and eat can often be a chore. Well, now you've got a place to enjoy a great gluten-free meal at Ivory Jack's for Gluten-Free Thursdays, complete with gluten-free lasagna or gluten-free deep-fried halibut. Or swing by any day for gluten-free pizza, burgers, and sandwiches. Even a fine selection of gluten-free beers on hand. So you can eat great and feel great. Thanks to Ivory Jack's in the heart of the Goldstream Valley, Ivory Jack's, where the people are unusual and the parking is always gluten-free.
It's great to be able to enjoy our favorite local restaurants once again. And you can thank the folks at Quality Sales Food Service. Even during the toughest of times, they were making sure local eateries had the food and supplies needed to keep their businesses open. Quality Sales Food Service, Interior Alaska's number one food supplier, teaming up with Gold Bond Marketing, have allowed them to buy in volume and keep prices low, which helps keep your dinner costs low as well. That's Quality Sales Food Service, the food suppliers for your favorite restaurants. Online at qualitysales.net.
Fairbanks Foodies, brought to you by the folks at Venue and Fairbanks Beer, located right downtown across from Golden Heart Plaza. More than just beer, wine, and spirits, as they also serve breakfast and lunch with coffee and delicious breakfast burritos and more. Or for lunch, try slow-roasted pork sandwiches, soft pretzels, hand-tossed pizzas, and more. Don't forget to plan your next get-together or event at Venue on 2nd Avenue right next door, opening at 9 a.m. Tuesday through Sunday. That's Fairbanks Beer and Venue, making downtown Fairbanks awesome.
Rat Pack Cigar on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West, with the largest selection of cigars in Alaska and an awesome tasting room where you can kick back and enjoy a smoke with your friends in comfy leather chairs watching the game on a big screen. That's Rat Pack Cigar, with an incredible humidor filled with almost 150 varieties of cigars of the highest quality. Rat Pack Cigar, open 11 to 7, 7 days a week on Old Airport Road near Fred Meyer West. It's the all-new Rat Pack Cigar.
And now, back to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I have Jen and Jeff Oden, the owners of Big Daddy's Barbecue, and operators of Big Daddy's Barbecue, in the studio with me. And it's interesting, the discussions that we have during the commercial breaks.
Oh, here we go.
Things you don't hear. And there was a very specific question to me. What was that question, Jen?
Where was the old Woolworth?
And where was it at?
At the Children's Museum.
And who won the bet?
I did.
And who lost the bet?
My husband.
Somebody out there, I think.
Jeff lost.
You know, they have that little diner in there. And when I started my first motorcycle when I was about 14, you have wheels, you have transportation.
Oh, yeah. Time.
I'd go there and I'd buy the grilled cheese sandwich and French fries and a Coke for like $2.
Oh, my goodness.
That sounds wonderful.
You know, yeah. It just, at first you have your own transportation. You're free, you know. You, mm-hmm. You're and Woolworths, the diner. And just enjoy that. They also had great malts and chocolate shakes.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
You get them in the glass. You know, they serve them in the glass.
Frosty glasses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And, they have the steel, the metal container that they poured it in. They put that next to the glass that we could pour more in there.
I love it.
And so that was this is an enjoyable time in my life when I could go do that. So thanks for bringing that up.
Yeah, cool.
And so now we're going to go into the heavies. Your barbecue platters.
Mm.
Your Kansas City brisket plate. Is that probably one of your most popular plates?
That's probably number one next to pig out.
Okay.
Well, actually, it probably is number one. Pig out is up there, but we really need to rename that.
Pig out?
No, the KC, because it's Texas.
Oh, yeah.
That is a Texas style.
We can't disagree with
plate.
That. I think that's true.
Maybe go the Lone Star brisket plate.
The Lone Star brisket plate.
Yeah.
You need to hire out your services.
Yes, we do.
Barbecue competition names. Plate names. Could be a consultant.
No name barbecue. But that's a good one, and your spare ribs. Now, tell everyone what a St. Louis-style spare rib is.
Yes, do.
Oh, my goodness. When you trim off the rib tips?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Well, you take the rib slab.
Trim off the... So, let's see how I can describe this. So, the bottom, to make it even, a nice, pretty rack, yes.
Right.
You would trim off the lower curved It's called the tip, the rib tip. Mm-hmm. And so those are actually down south pretty sought after. Up here, you got to kind of explain to folk what it is.
Yeah.
And then they're like, well, how do you eat them? And actually, you know,
slowly.
They eat the cartilage and all down south, you know. But the ribs, my gosh, they are.
So they be said for
amazing.
Interactive food.
Yeah. How long do you spice it before you smoke it?
Let them sit in the rib?
Yeah.
Oh, about 3 hours.
Yeah. Good penetration.
Mm-hmm.
And how long is your smoking time from, depending on weather?
Generally about 6 hours. That doesn't fluctuate too much because it's a pretty thin meat overall. But right at 6 hours, we usually run them about 250 degrees. Little different for competition.
Everything's different for competition. You know? you're cooking for one bite in competition.
I know, it's so
hard. Here you're cooking for a great lunch or a great meal. Big difference.
Well, you really want it to fall off the bone when you're eating it at the restaurant.
Yeah.
But in a competition, that's taboo.
It's one perfect bite that you can see your teeth march
that's
in.
Right.
That doesn't you have to pull off or nod and just... It's hard to describe people what that perfect bite is.
It's hard to get that, much less describe it. You're right.
And whenever I cook ribs, I'm cooking for the perfect bite.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and people go, what? This is, it's not done. It's done perfectly.
Allow me to correct you.
You're kicked out of my house. No ribs for you. But, you know, it's the spare rib. In a competition, you know, everyone looks at either the brisket or the ribs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two hardest meats to cook and get right.
To get right, that's correct.
Right. Yeah. Consistently.
And the funny thing is, I think brisket is, I mean, everybody sees it as the hardest. I think it's probably the easiest.
It's intimidating.
Meat to cook.
Brisket is intimidating. If you buy it at the store, it's a hunk of meat, and if you don't.
Do you have the patience to cook it for 12 hours?
Right.
And not screw it up.
Mm-hmm. Nope. Get about, you know, 12 hours at minimum.
I mean, I'm married into all this. So
but if you're from Texas,
I didn't know how to do any of this when we first got together.
And you're from Texas.
I'm from Fort Worth.
I couldn't tell because you have a Texas hat on, a Texas A&M Aggies shirt on, College Station.
Well, how
Texas.
About the Rangers this year? I have to say.
Yeah, they're world champions.
That's
right.
Finally.
How about them Cowboys?
Don't get too excited.
I know, we can't get excited.
You know, it's
we know how that goes.
Here's some bra love.
<That's okay.
laughs> Barbecue and bra.
Hey, I ain't mad about it.
My goodness. You know, and your Carolina pork plate, describe what that is.
Well, I mean, it's really not my heart, but... first of all, it's a pulled pork. But you take this, the corn cake. That's cornmeal cake we make, basically cornmeal pancake.
Mm-hmm.
And you lay it out. And then you just put a half a pound of pulled pork, smother over it, cover it in barbecue sauce, and go to town.
How long do you smoke your pork butt for?
About 14 hours.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
You know, the reason why I ask the questions like that is I want people to understand how long it takes to cook something before they even start looking at it on the plate.
Right.
That's before you even get it back to your kitchen.
Right. It's true.
And dispensing and cutting.
That's a lot. Like, long before you've eaten, long before your plate comes to your table, we've been working on your food for the whole evening.
Half the day.
Yes.
At least half the day.
Well, I mean, when you put it all together, that's why a lot of times we got to tell people no on catering.
Oh, right.
They don't realize that it's a 24-hour process.
Yeah.
By the time you go get the product, unwrap it, season it. It's got to sit for a few hours, mm-hmm. you know, sitting in the rub,
mm-hmm.
Then smoke, then a little bit of cool down. I mean, the whole process, you're 24 hours in. And they're like, hey, I need brisket for 100 people tomorrow. That's not how this works.
We really don't
be last week.
It's not a hamburger we're cooking here. Yeah.
But don't let that keep people from calling because we work on the fly.
Yeah.
We've gotten to the point, we just know, hey, they're going to call. And so we want to keep it ready.
You got to go that anyway. We can take care of you.
Keep that smoke rolling all the time.
So, you know, one of my favorite plates is sort of like the best of both worlds. It's your chicken and rib plate.
Oh, I'm glad you mentioned
that's
that.
All
that's the best one.
Yeah, it's what I call the best of both worlds. It really is. You know, the Van Halens with Sammy Hagar, best of both worlds. This is it right there.
I agree. Yard bird and pigs.
Yeah. So that was your idea, Jen?
Oh, it wasn't. I can't take credit for it.
That's your favorite, though.
That is my favorite, right. I mean, I do mostly back office stuff. I do the boring stuff. Jeff gets to do all the fun stuff, all the cooking.
You make sure it happens, and he's front of the house making sure it's
happening. That's right, his smiling face and his hard-working hands, and I'm just pushing pencils in the back.
Now, you've got a few seafood items. You got the traditional fish and chips, the Pacific cod, lightly breaded, deep-fried, and served with coleslaw and tartar. Thank God you served with Texas toast.
That's exactly what my kids
said. Your shrimp basket, I've had that a number of times. Mm-hmm. Simple as this, you know. When I just don't have time to barbecue, I go see you. I really do.
I like it.
Yeah. Fairbanks, if you don't have time to barbecue, where you go. It really is. So, yes, I love your mushroom Swiss burger. And describe your Big Daddy's burger.
Well, it's about as plain as you could get, but it's still as good as you're going to get.
Well, I mean, it's just classic.
It's classic,
all the
yeah.
classic.
Add cheese
benchmarks.
Or not, it's just a good regular hamburger, hand-pressed.
Hand-pressed.
Never frozen.
That's right.
And describe your smoked prime burger.
Oh, my. That's another one.
Yeah, I know. We're when you start whispering, that's when it's you're coming up to the altar of burgers.
That's not just not another one of those. You just flip the burger. That's another 6 hour smoke right there.
Yeah.
Right. You take prime rib, smoke it out, slice it real thin, and then wrap it up and put it on the burger.
Right.
It's over the top.
The
amazing.
Patty and
yeah.
Smoked prime on top of it.
You know. Burger and then prime rib on top.
Do you put any cheese on it if you want? Or
you want cheese? We'll do whatever you want when it comes to the cheese.
It's a very glamorous burger.
I know. I like mine with your Swiss and a little bit dab of your. I put the sweet sauce on it.
I'm really proud about our Swiss cheese.
Yeah.
We buy Tillamook for our cheddar and our Swiss and all the cheeses, and so.
But that's what I eat at my. If you want something other than my favorite Swiss mushroom burger. You go for the smoked prime burger, put the Swiss cheese on it. When it comes to your plate, you got five different styles of sauce you can have. Get the sweet barbecue sauce, put it on the bun, and pig out, enjoy, and get it with the French fries. Or the deep-fried mushrooms.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Deep-fried mushrooms. Do I know your menu besides, you know?
You're
pulling stuff out.
I need to hire you.
I know it. But I'm more of a to the deep-fried okra. I love the okra.
You're a southern boy.
I'm southern. Okay. I could sit there and eat it like a, you know, like popcorn.
I just can't go okra. This
you either love it or you don't.
Yeah. You know, and I just, you know, growing up in Fairbanks, anything green as a vegetable was usually from a can and wasn't good. So I need about 3 years with Dr. Phil to get through this.
Oh, my goodness.
You know,
work through
it. That's growing up in Fairbanks, you know. You had your fresh vegetables in the summer, then mom pulled up a Monty can.
Oh, man.
Okra's one of my fondest memories of Texas. My granddad would say, okay, what do you want for lunch? And I want some okra. Go get it. So we'd run out and pick it right out of the garden.
We got about a minute left. Jen, if someone came in for dinner, what would your dinner recommendation be?
I would have them order the hot sorellas. So that they could
definitely
put a little something in their belly while they wait for
burn-ins.
Oh, and burn-ins.
Yeah,
we didn't even mention burn-ins.
Say that again?
Burn-ins.
Yep.
Yeah, no, those are fantastic, which is brisket, and I won't try to describe it to you, but there's little cubes of the most delicious meat. And then I'd have them get a chicken rib plate, and I would also, they would need to get the Casey. They need the brisket. So.
So many decisions, and it's always the hardest one of my day. Jen and Jeff Owen, thank you very much for being on the show with me today. Fairbanks, you have a great day, and I will see you next Saturday.
You have been listening to Fairbanks Foodies on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM and 660 AM, also streaming live at KFARradio.com. To hear this or past episodes, go to the archives page on the website. Fairbanks Foodies has been brought to you by Fairbanks Beer, Ivory Jack's, Rat Pack Cigar, and Quality Food Sales.